Power industry, this is something which without our civilization cannot exist. But how much efforts do we invest and what factors do we depend on to produce and generate power for our well-being?
Hydrocarbon energy. Nuclear power. Hydroelectric power.
Green energy. What's happening, guys? The power is shut down again? Right now, we are totally dependent on our planet's non-renewable resources or weather conditions for our power industry. In the pursuit of producing more power, we are destroying nature. Also, we are jeopardizing our own lives. Is this the limit of our dreams and technological capabilities? We need a new technological leap. And we are able to do it now, but only on one condition. First, let's understand how realistic such a leap is and what benefits each person would gain from it. Fuel-free generators, what are they? Let's start by comparing them with traditional generators.
Internal combustion engines and nuclear reactors require a constant supply of fuel to convert thermal energy into electricity. Green energy requires winds or clear skies. Gasoline and nuclear fuel are finite. The sun, wind, and water are unstable, whereas engines based on these operating principles have low efficiency. What does this mean? For example, an engine has combusted 100 megajoules of fuel, and from this energy, the engine has delivered 30 megajoules into the mechanism for operation. Thus, the efficiency will be 30%. The remaining 70% of the energy will be lost as heat to the surrounding space.
The efficiency of traditional energy sources is extremely low.
Efficiency of thermal power plants, up to 43%. Efficiency of internal combustion engines, up to 40%. Efficiency of nuclear power, up to 35%. Efficiency of solar panels, up to 22%.
Even if we go to the most efficient hydroelectric power plant, we can see that its efficiency is no more than 85%. And at the same time, we lose most of this energy while we are transporting it to the end consumer. Because it's impossible for us to implement and put hydroelectric power plant in every home. But it's very possible for us to equip every home with an FFG. The fuel-free generators requires energy only for its startup, and then it operates autonomously, which means the efficiency of fuel-free energy is greater than 100%. Thus, FFG is not a perpetual motion machine, since it requires an input of energy, but a smaller amount than what energy it can produce. An obvious question arises, how energy then would be generated if no fuel required for that?
We know from the school physics class that according to the law of energy conservation, we can't get more network output than we had spent on it. But this law only works in a closed systems. Whereas FFG is an open system and it receives energy from the surrounding space. Scientists of the Russian Academy of Sciences experimentally confirmed that, for example, during the operation of magnetic FFGs, the space around the generator does not heat up but cools down. Instead, there are many myths and fakes around this technology that discredit the very existence of FFGs. Someone tries to make money from selling fake devices. real inventors are being intimidated and even physically eliminated. Many developments were stolen or destroyed. Why is this happening? Energy is not only a tool of manipulation, but also a tool of political influence. It brings billions of dollars in profits for energy corporations, which will be gone instantly with the implementation of FFGs. Consequently, their power over us, those who buy energy and depend on this resource, will disappear too.
However, despite all the obstacles, we have working devices from officially recognized inventors. Let's take a look at some of these developments.
Magnetic generator. Its original inventor is considered to be John Searle, who used custom-made magnets in his machines. Since 2019, based on a similar technology by the inventor, Dennis Danzig, a U.S. company has been supplying power to its customers using plants with a capacity of up to 25 kilowatts.
Since 2019, it's no longer science fiction. Only those who are far from science and do not monitor new technologies laugh on FFGs as a fiction. Therefore, those who make fun at FFGs themselves gave fun on others. Let's continue.
A whole range of fuel-free generators was developed in Ukraine. The principle of operations of these generators was based on a looped electromagnetic gun, a pulse power system. For example, one of the systems produced 25 kilowatt of free energy on a conventional generator with an input of 3 kilowatt. The efficiency is 833%. Gravity generators. In one type of such machines, the pneumo-hydraulic principle is used. The generator runs on the buoyant force of water according to Archimedes' law. The output of such units depend on their size. The most famous generator of this type is called kinetic power plant. It is also known as Roche generator. Such generators are produced by a German company, which has branches in Mexico, Serbia, Switzerland, and Colombia. According to official expertise, the compressor of the generator of one of its units consumes 4.5 kilowatt, while a generator itself produces 11 kilowatt of electricity. That is, the efficiency is more than 200%. How much is that? Is a typical country home power consumption. 6 kilowatts per hour. Radio wave generators. Their inventor is Maxwell Chikumbutso from Zimbabwe. He is called the African Tesla. A very compact African technology made it possible not only to create a free energy generator, but also to upgrade a car so that it could move without fuel or recharging. As a result, even a helicopter was upgraded. Recently, the inventor presented a very small 500-watt power generator. Its output allows you to power a widescreen TV from free energy. And there are dozens of less-known inventions in different countries. In the USA, Malaysia, Georgia, India, Turkey, Japan, Uzbekistan, Mexico, New Zealand, and many other countries, there are research teams developing fuel-free generators.
How is that, you may ask, and how it's possible to launch these technologies? How inventors are still alive and their generators are not yet been destroyed?
That's because they get energy for free and sell it to consumers for money. While the generators themselves cost crazy money, the percentage of people currently receiving energy from these systems is negligible compared to all of humanity. Therefore, FFGs that are actually working now are in no way helping all people to become energy independent.
So why isn't this amazing technology available for everyone in the world? Because we are living in a consumerist format of society.
If FFGs are introduced all over the world without changing the format of society, then this will result in a big disaster. Millions of people will lose their jobs. Everyone who is involved in the power industry, from CEOs to janitors. This will inevitably lead to a collapse of the economic system, growth of unemployment, poverty, crime, and chaos. But when we gradually change the consumerist format to a creative one, then a new economic system will allow us to introduce FFGs everywhere. All power plants, factories, mines, dams, oil pipelines that harm the environment and pose a threat to people will be shut down. We will use hydrocarbons more efficiently instead of just burning them. While people working in the energy sector, just like every person on the planet, will be provided with a universal basic income, they will be able to easily shift into any other field of activity being protected and well provided by the society.
So let's see how the world will be like in the creative society after the introduction of the FFGs in all the spheres of life.
Humanity will have a source of free, stable, safe, and environmentally friendly energy. We don't pay for it anymore. No more energy bills and utility bills. Each home will have its own compact autonomous generator of electricity and heating. This will make us independent from the centralized energy system, which is very important in the period of escalating climate disasters. Cars will no longer need to be refueled, and we will not be limited in traveling anywhere in the world. Fuel-free generators will be installed not only in houses and cars, but also in helicopters, airplanes, ships, and space stations. Robots and automatic systems that do all the hard work will be powered with an uninterrupted energy supply of the necessary capacity. Our planet will become free of the wires and pipelines that entangle it.
Free energy is one of the conditions for the transition of a civilization for a new evolutionary stage. During this transition period of creative society, energy will be available and free for everyone, everywhere inside the world. If you want FFG to be installed in your house and in your car, support creative society and tell your friends about it.